Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Brian Stensis and his wife Sherry served faithfully for many years in the country of Uganda. At that time, after they went, their son Andrew, and then Keith, and then Matthew and their families, and their single daughter Alicia, they all ended up in Uganda. But now they're scattered a little bit. Andrew's pastoring a church in Ohio, and Brian and Sherry are serving the Lord here in the United States. And yesterday I started this article that Brian penned called Retirement or Redirection. What does a missionary do when they become physically unable to stay on the field? And if you're interested in that, go back to our website, BIMI.org, and find yesterday's radio broadcast and hear the first part of this. And so many of the ways that he and his wife are serving the Lord now, even though they're no longer living overseas. Well, Brother Brian says, we are still able, that is he and Sherry, to teach and to preach in missions conferences and family conferences, which allows us to continue challenging churches about the importance of worldwide evangelism. And we are also currently working on a book, something many have requested, sharing our missionary experiences and the lessons God has taught us through the years. Our desire is that these accounts will encourage others to trust God fully and obey His call without hesitation. Our church family occasionally jokes by asking whether we are visitors or whether we have checked the dictionary definition of retirement. And when we look around the congregation, it's a tremendous blessing to see individuals we have led to Christ and those we have discipled now faithfully serving the Lord. That fruit reminds us that ministry is never wasted, and that God continues His work through faithful servants in every season of life. We may have had to slow down, but we have not stopped serving. And in a world as troubled and wicked as ours, and with countless souls still without Christ, this is no time to step aside completely. Instead, it's a time to adjust, to refocus, and faithfully continue to do what we can while we can. Those of us to whom God has blessed with age and physical issues know and understand our personal limitations. If you're at that stage of life, do you think you have to do everything you used to, or that you're out of God's will if you cannot? As long as God gives strength and opportunity, we desire to remain steadfast, serving Him and reaching others for Christ. Well, that's a wonderful testimony of how God uses folk, and I would have to identify with that getting older. In fact, tomorrow, I'll be older still. I won't be on the radio tomorrow. But God still uses us as we mature, I'll put it that way. If you're interested in seeing how God uses people, go again on our website, www.bimi.org, and find the list there. We have two lists of people who are no longer serving on the overseas mission field. The first list is what we call ARM, A-R-M, which are those assisting and relief missionaries who go across the world for fill-in for other missionaries and pastors. And then there's a list of those who are retired or emeritus. And of course, emeritus means retired with honor. And many of those people are still serving the Lord faithfully in spite of their limitations and their age. Thank the Lord for these faithful servants who continue to serve Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.